Just one halakha on the laws of Sisit. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Chet talks about bed sheets. Bed sheets that have four corners, a person wraps himself, under the sheet. Are those bed sheets obligated in the mitzvah of Sisit? Well, we got to go back to the machloket of Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says that any garment, let's say, that's designated, any garment that's worn at night, Laila loves man Sisit. So therefore, according to Harambam, it seems that these sheets, let's say you're sleeping at night with them, so therefore there should be not a problem of Sisit. The problem would be if you sleep in the day, according to Rambam, it could be a problem. For example, a person, sleeps at night, but he gets, he wakes up after daylight. So now ready in the day. Whereas according to the Rosh says that as long as the garment is specifically made for night, it's exempt even in the day. And therefore, since these sheets are primarily made for nighttime sleeping, so according to the Rosh, it could be okay, but according to the Rambam, it could be a problem. Maran anyway said they don't need to have Sisit. How could it be? What about the Rambam's opinion? If you're waking up after daylight. For some sake, based on the Mordechi that says, you're not wearing the sheet. It's only if you're wearing it. Here, you're just covering yourself with it, and covering yourself is not an obligation. And some say from the Rabbah that since when you went to sleep at night, you're exempt, it goes when you started. Since you started with an exemption, even though you might get up after day, since when you wrapped yourself under it, it was nighttime, so they want to say, according to Harambam, you'll be exempt as well. And that's Maran's opinion. Maran writes to Shulchan Aruch Sadinin, the sheets that you sleep on, whether it's the sheet that you're covering yourself up or the flat sheet, you would not need to put the seat on. However, I must point out, there are some that are stringent, like the opinion of the Magen Abraham, that says you should round one of the corners off. Because there's an opinion of Tosafot, the Ben Utam, that holds that even if you cover yourself with a garment, it's Hayav and Sisit. And since sometimes you sleep within till the morning, and therefore could be you're covering yourself within the day, could be you have an issue. Again, the majority of the poskim are lenient on this and do not obligate one to round sheets that are slept with, at night. The question would be, let's say you have, and by the way, that which we said from Magen Abraham, that you have to round it, he was only talking about if it's wool. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says in the Menish Hai. So most of our sheets anyway are made out of cotton. At least one we have on our beds. So therefore, even according to Magen Abraham, could be have not a palm. Because if it's cotton, it's only Midrabbanan, and you have the Mordechi to rely on, and you have Shitat Rambam. So there's enough to be lenient. The question would be on the Afghans and things like that you have on the couch. Sometimes during the afternoon, especially Shabbat, you lie down on the couch, you take the wool blanket, and you cover yourself with it. So here you have a problem because you have, according to everybody, it's a garment that's used in the day. It's wool. You have the Tosfot that says even if you're wrapping yourself around it, it's hayab. You have a lot of reasons to be concerned. Lema'aseh, the Yakut Yosef English on Sisit advises in that case to round one of the corners. Those are the throw blankets that you have on your couch that are used for daily napping and resting. It's better to round one of the corners so you won't have an issue. And that's the way we follow the ma'aseh. So whereas on the bed sheets, you don't have to be concerned about anything, but on the couch and you have the woolen things that you sleep during the day, it would be more concerned. The next question that we have in Daily Halakha today is a separate question. What is the earliest time that you can put on your talit in the morning? It's a question that people always want to know. How do you make the calculation? Without getting confusing, Kaf HaHayim writes it in Siman Yud Chet, Siv Chetan Yud Chet, in Hag Yerushalayim, in Hag Sfaradim, 1 hour before sunrise. Which means you just take it very simple, whatever time sunrise was, count 60 minutes before that. Or you could do it a different way, you could do it 12 minutes after dawn, because sunrise is 72 minutes after dawn. So 12 minutes after dawn, if dawn is 4:59, so it's 5:11. That's the earliest you can put on your talit, and that would bring winter summer. This goes to standard time, like Kafayim says, throughout the year. B'chem Ovad Yaz will drop more lenient in halakha, in his halakha, that he writes, that you could rely on the opinion of the Pri Megadim. In Halichot Olam, he says you could wait 6 minutes after dawn.
So he's giving you another 6 minutes earlier.
So either the Kafahayim 12 minutes after dawn, or Hakam Vidya following Kudim Megadim 6 minutes. But one shouldn't be lenient before that. Although the Ashkenazim are lenient to put on the Talit even at dawn itself. But that's the Ramad's opinion. Sharazim have to follow Maran. Maran said the time is Mashiachir. And based on the calculation, Mashiachir is either 12 minutes after dawn, or if you want to be a little more lenient, you could even put the Talit on 6 minutes. But you should not put it on before that time.
With a bit of time.